This is a simple exercise in relaxation. It requires a little bit of imagination and being someplace where you can be alone and undisturbed. You might want a pillow and a blanket. It can be a favorite chair or maybe your bed. So, to begin, I'd like you to focus on an object on the other side of the room. And as you focus on that object, I'd like you to take a nice, big, deep breath. And as you slowly exhale, notice the tension beginning to leave the body. As you sink deeper down into your chair or your bed, I'd like you to remember a time of very pleasant relaxation. Now, this might be a memory, or it could be someplace you'd like to be. As you bring that into your mind, feel yourself drifting there easily and naturally. Going deeper and deeper. And when you're ready to close your eyes, allow that to happen. And take another breath and relax. With your eyes closed, I'd like you to imagine that you can look up and see a beautiful blue sky. Notice the clouds. It's perfect. As you sink deeper and deeper down, you might become aware of the everyday sounds of life. And should there be any everyday sounds of life, you can notice them and just let them go as you find them helping you become more and more relaxed. And so, I'd like you to imagine a beautiful beach. Now, this might be a beach that you've visited before, or it could be someplace in your imagination. Whatever it is, allow yourself to be there. Imagine strolling on that beach. So calm, serene. The air is perfect. You're wonderfully, blissfully alone. As you're walking on that beach, you come across a lounge chair there, sitting in the sand, right next to the edge of the water, right next to where those very gentle ocean waves come right up to the chair and then retreat. The chair looks so comfortable. Cushions are so inviting. You decide to sit in the chair, sinking down into those comfortable cushions. You become aware of the warmth of the sun shining down. It's the perfect temperature. It's almost as if there's a stream of golden light streaming down from the sun and entering through your head as you sink deeper and deeper, and you notice all the remaining tension in your neck and your shoulders just melting away. Notice the relaxation melting down your arms, your forearms, your hands, and down your torso, all the way to your legs. Feeling completely relaxed now, enjoying the beautiful beach and the opportunity to just let go. As you continue to sit there, you feel the gentle wave of the ocean rolling up to your feet, up around your ankles, and then gently returning back to sea. Such a pleasant, relaxing feeling. You might even notice a little mist in the air or the sound of seagulls and the sounds of the waves gently washing up and moving back out to sea. It's so pleasant and relaxing. Now imagine that you have a shell or a small stick with you that you can use to carve lines in that wet sand. And so you begin to carve numbers, beginning with the number 5. And as you draw the number 5 in that wet sand, the waves roll up, back over your feet, and over your ankles, washing over the carving. And as the wave pulls away, you see that the number has disappeared, and you find yourself relaxed even more. Somehow, with the ease of the numbers disappearing with the waves, you feel yourself easing into a more comfortable and relaxed state. And as you continue to experience this, you decide to draw another number in the sand. And so you draw the number 4. And you notice that the wave washes up over your feet and over the number 4. And as it pulls away, you feel yourself twice as relaxed, twice as peaceful, so calm. And now you carve the number 3. And the wave returns over your feet and up to your ankles. So soothing, so relaxing, and rolls back again. And you can feel the sand pull away gently under your feet. And once again, the number has disappeared, and you find yourself twice as relaxed, twice as peaceful. So, you draw the number 2, and once again, you're aware that the waves and the gentle flow of water up around your feet, around your ankles, and then flowing away, and taking with it the number 2. It just disappears. And as you sink deeper and deeper down, you draw the number 1. And feeling the waves wash over your feet, as the wave rolls back again, the sand pulls away, and the number has disappeared. You allow yourself to imagine that there could be an intention. Maybe something that you're ready to let go of, an old memory, an old experience that you no longer need and don't want, something negative, a limitation. And so you decide to write in the sand a word or maybe a letter or even a symbol that stands for that negative experience that you no longer want or need. And you notice that as the wave rolls up to that word or symbol that you've drawn there and rolls back out, that word or symbol that you've drawn has disappeared. And with it, you feel that negative energy disappear too. The wave pulls back. And maybe you decide to write another word, another symbol, or some other experience or event that you no longer need. And you notice that the wave once again washes up and covers that symbol and pulls away. And as it does, all the things connected to that experience are returned to the ocean to be recycled in the most positive way. And it feels so good. And you know that you can come back to this experience as many times as you want. And you can write another letter or word or symbol for something that you no longer need, no longer want in your life. And it feels wonderful. And so, now that you are permanently free of whatever it is that was holding you down or holding you back, Take a moment and rest in the now. And when you're ready, you can choose to come back to this here and this now. And simply take a deep breath. And as you allow consciousness to return to the body, I'll count to the number one, allowing feeling to return to your body. And then number two, feeling yourself begin to awaken. Number three, with each breath, feeling more and more connected. And four, feeling more alert and refreshed. And then and number five, eyes wide open, fully awake. And you're now here. I'm Lawrence Lance.